following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with realty executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com.
Yeah.
And Roger's here with me.
Here I am.
My sidekick, Roger, Roger.
Well, here we are, day after the big election. How late were you up last night watching the returns?
I went to bed at 2 last night.
2 a.m.?
Yeah, I lasted just a little bit longer than Fox News.
Wow.
And
That's commitment. I was in bed by 9, and I probably crashed between 9 and 10.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then looked at my phone probably around 2 to see what the results were. Yeah, very interesting night. A lot of people were surprised because, you know, some of the polls said it would be completely different than the way it turned out.
And it was red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went red. Now, you're in real estate. One of the amendments on the Florida ballot, of course, we heard in Georgia, South Carolina,
Nobody wanted a tax cut.
Yeah. Tell us about Amendment 1 and what it would have meant for, homeowners.
Well, it's an increase in their homestead exemption.
Right. Which would have reduced their mortgage payment every month. Yes,
absolutely. I voted no.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. But,
Well, a big part of the argument where the people said they were voting no is that the municipal governments would still end up needing the money. So they would make up for it by raising taxes or imposing fees elsewhere. And it wouldn't be like,
They said yes on all the other ones, which means taxes are getting raised.
So, okay.
They said yes on all of them.
Yeah.
That shocked me.
You got no idea why?
Because they didn't read them.
Okay.
and my thinking is that they just didn't read and understand it.
Oh, that's David Youngblood.
Yeah, I'm chiming in.
You're chiming in.
Yeah,
I love it.
They just didn't realize what it meant that this is going to reduce your property tax if you're homesteading.
Right.
And or they thought, what do you mean? They're raising up my homestead taxes? They're going to pay more? I don't think people fully understood it.
Yeah. And there was a lot of criticism with respect to the wording of many of the amendments because a lot of them were, some people argued, deliberately confusing and convoluted in some cases. Like, for example, the offshore drilling on the same exact amendment that has to do with smoking e-cigarettes.
Exactly. They
had nothing to do with each other.
Multiple things, which I don't think they should be allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They had multiple things on each amendment, mm-hmm. and you could have voted yes on something and maybe not agreed with the other.
Right.
And so, I don't know which amendment it was about the dogs.
Right.
The dogs?
How was
the dog
that,
racing?
How was that... putting more than one, I don't recall the wording.
They had other things on that one, but mm-hmm. My understanding is if you voted for it mm-hmm. to get rid of it,
right,
that actually included a lot of other type of dog activities that were, legal and good.
Well, at least it's related in that case, you know? It's not like it's completely unrelated. There's no, in my opinion, association between offshore drilling and whether or not people should smoke, e-cigarettes at work and have to breathe secondhand fumes. I don't think that's related. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Maybe you get secondhand fumes from drilling offshore.
There you go.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Maybe.
But I'm glad it's over.
Uh-huh.
It was a long election period.
How many robocalls were you averaging a day?
How many what?
Robocalls.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I had Jesse Jackson call me. I had Obama call me.
Really? You're on the Democrats list then?
No. I shouldn't be.
Okay.
But they're probably, this election, I think they were calling everybody.
Okay.
You know, I
had a call from Oprah.
Yeah, there
really?
You go.
Really? Huh.
Well, maybe they wanted to get on the Rapid Fire Real Estate Show.
I think one, you know, celebrity called me, and a lot of people were just generic, you know, voice actor types, and a few elected officials or former elected officials called. But I was averaging maybe, especially going down toward the wire, maybe about two an hour, in the afternoon and
evenings. Yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy. Did you get any robo-texts?
I didn't get the text, right, which I'm grateful for, but I did get a lot of phone calls, right, and they don't care what time it is.
Exactly. And here's the thing. The FCC does have rules for telemarketers when they can call you, robocalls, or try to solicit things for you. There are hours you can ask to be on the no-call list. All those rules do not apply to political campaigns. The people in Congress exempted themselves so that they could drive you nuts every election.
Wow. Right. I got more texts than I did phone calls. I got I probably had 6 texts a day.
Okay.
You know, especially at the end. I mean, I guess I should feel honored that the President of the United States texted me. I don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gotten that one.
Yeah. I didn't get any texts, thankfully, but it's probably going to be rolling out by the next elections for sure. And it's just one of those things we have to deal with.
No, I would have been happy to get a text from Obama. It's just kind of cool to, hey, look at it. I got a text.
The candidate who signs and they're going to do it and they lose the election, they're going to be told by their political consultants that's the reason. So it's just something we have to do. And I understand that there is probably one way that you can at least minimize it, and that's by voting early or by absentee in advance of Election Day. They monitor things.
I vote early.
Well, you would have gotten more if you'd waited. Or if you live in a home with someone who has not voted yet, they're actually calling that other person. Because what's happened is that they monitor who's voted. And they know you've already cast your ballot. They don't waste their time and resources on you. They try to get the people who haven't voted yet. So, you know, just heads up. If you want to at least minimize the calls and the texts you get, try to get your ballot in as soon as you can.
What has been interesting is that both sides did a great job of getting people out to vote. I mean, we've had record numbers of registered voters going up.
Amazing.
Which is awesome. I'm glad to see it. I want everybody's vote, everybody to have a voice in this country.
Sure.
But you got to get out and you got to vote to do it. And this particular midterm, who'd have thought we had the highest numbers of people getting out to vote? I thought it was awesome. I may not like the results in some places, but holy mackerel. This is what a republic is about.
Yes, yes. And probably by the very next election, we could have as many as 1.4 million more voters because Amendment 4 passed. These are people who have committed crimes that were not murder or sexual assault. And the voters of Florida, both Republicans and Democrats, in majority numbers, said, let's restore their right to vote. Because
people are nuts.
Well, that did pass. And the polling data said that almost 70%. 70% of people like that initiative. And it passed by 65%.
Who do you think benefits?
It did. It did. Well, it's time for our hot properties. My producer is like, let's move on to the hot properties. And we got great properties for you here in Northeast Florida. And I'm excited to share a few. Of course, I just lost my page here. But here we go. Got to be a little patient because I pushed the wrong button.
It's going to be worth it when you hear about this property.
When you hear about this fantastic property.
Exactly. It's going to be worth the wait.
We've got a few of them. We still have the one on Brody, and I don't know why that hasn't sold. It is, it's such a nice home for $238,000. It's at 432 Brody Cove Trail, and that is in the area of Kernan and Atlantic.
How much?
238.
238, okay.
With a swimming pool.
Okay.
It's a 1,694 square feet. And let's see.
If it's got a swimming pool, that should be gone fast.
Yeah, it should have been. And so we have also one at 4850 Mariners Point Drive.
That's a really good one.
$379,900. It is 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. It's almost 3,000 square feet. It also has a swimming pool, and it's pretty amazing.
Who's the listing agent on that?
It's Betty Layton.
How did I know that?
And
it's awesome.
And the location on this is down in Fort Caroline. So people need to hook us up. We've got these fantastic properties. We also have one at 13085 Sir Rogers Court. That's $439,500. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2,552 square feet.
Good size.
And that is also at Beach. That one is at Beach and Kernan. So that is a great, great home. We need to find some buyers so I could get these off of my plate.
Mm-hmm. And, Two great locations.
Yeah, very good locations. What impact does the pool have on the value of a home? Does it increase the price, make it about the same, or the cost of the pool? How does that usually work?
You know, it doesn't bring much value to the house. Mm-hmm. But it brings enough. I mean, you know, it's hard to find pool homes sometimes. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's times where we get clients that want a pool home and we cannot find one.
Right.
So it's always, I think here in Florida, it's always a perk to have a swimming pool.
Exactly. Especially in light of the fact that you want to spend some time in the water, you hear about rip currents and sharks. If you have a pool, no worries about those kind of things.
Well, typically on your value that you're going to see on an appraisal, you're not going to get more than $30,000, anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000. And that's even if you put in a $75,000 pool. So, you know, it's just those kind of value things that you don't get dollar for dollar.
Okay.
And this is Anita Hiles on Rapid Fire Real Estate. We'll be right back on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And Roger, today I am excited because we have David Youngblood in the house. David Youngblood is a photographer, mm-hmm. and he takes many photos out there of homes here in Jacksonville. And so I'm excited to have him on the show today to talk to us about the importance of having and hiring a photographer. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Anita, very much. Thank you for having me on the show. I could speak days on this kind of stuff, but you and I would both be in agreement that from a real estate standpoint, you are marketing someone's business, and we've got to show it to attract people to come to the house. Photos don't sell a house. They get people to come see the house. Just like when you go to buy a car, you want to touch it, you want to feel it. The first thing that dealership wants you to do is get in it and touch it and feel it. Same thing with a home. I want you to walk inside. I got to give you a reason to come there. That's why agents hire me, to make sure this house looks so great. I've got to go see it. It meets my needs. I better get there fast before somebody else gets it. And that's what I try to provide to Anita and her agents.
And you do provide that because, you know, we prep our homes, which is so important. When you're out there and you're trying and you want to list your property and you contact a realtor, you know, one of the first things is we're going to do is we're going to come out and take a look at the house, see what conditions it's in, what needs to be done to get full value. And it is our job to get you the most money possible. And how we do that is prepping the house. Mm-hmm. And that's, we get it, we have a deep cleaning. We make sure, you know, that the yard is looking, the curb appeal is so important. And we contact David Youngblood.
Okay.
Because it is those pictures that get people through the door. They go on Zillow. And if you don't have 20 plus photos on there, they're not even looking at your site. They're going to the next house.
Okay.
And if it's an ugly picture, that first, you know, that you took with a cell phone, they're not going to click on it.
Yeah, speak to that, because a lot of people tend to think that, okay, anyone can take a picture, all photographs look alike, and I think they're deceived that just because something looks good. I met a lady once who, you know, was thinking about going to the websites because she knew how to, you know, visit them, and it's a totally different thing.
It is.
Taking a professional photograph, you just can't do it on a smartphone, am I right?
You cannot. I have very specific equipment and very specific lenses. And half my battle's not even done there. Now, granted, I'm also a real estate agent as well, too. So when I walk in, I know what I'm looking for. I know what real estate agents need. So when I take the photo, I know the angles that I need to get at. I know the architectural features that I'm trying to show to get people to go, wow, look at that. That's fantastic. But then the other half of this job is sitting in front of a computer for hours on every single photo, making sure that every vertical line is straight, color is saturated. I want these photos to be great. Everything I'm doing is the work to get people to walk in that door and think, wow, this looks fantastic. I got to go see this house. That's what I got to keep in mind.
And in some cases, you even use a drone to take aerial photos. Am I right?
You can. Absolutely. That's one of the newest features out there. And myself and others use those kind of things to help show what is functional around the house. What are the features? Whether they walk to the beach, walk to a park, walk to a lake. If there's acreage that's going along with it. If we need to show lot lines for development. That's a great feature. I used to sit in airplanes for hours and hanging out of an airplane with a camera, and it's just not cost effective anymore.
And you're not going to get that level of quality by cleaning a ladder, climbing on your roof, and just shooting downward, right?
You also get an emergency room visit when the ladder falls over.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but you know, you get people go, well, you know, I've got a pretty decent camera. No, you got to be a photographer. You know, it's not everybody could sell homes, right? That's why we hire realtors, and not everybody can do radio. That's why we have Roger, and not everybody could be a cop, right? Everybody, you know, we specialize in our careers, our profession, and it's I say leave it to the professional.
And that's not saying that you can't be that at some point, but you know, after a lot of training and expertise and experience, and you do this every day, and you have been for
15 years,
so you're good at it, and you've invested probably in thousands of dollars worth of equipment. Right?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So tell me about the part where you see these pictures and they're different, and so basically, you know, they done some stuff with the lighting to try to enhance it when it's really not true.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's. Some photographers will use different techniques, again, to enhance the house. Again, the whole point is to get people to come see it. But I'm going to use whatever I can. My own personal thought process is just keep it as realistic as looking as I can. I want to lighten up a room. I want to show it nice and spacious. I want to show angles that are very inviting, not very tunneled looking. I want vertical lines that are straight. Again, half my job, the longest half of what I do is sitting in front of a computer making sure these photos are perfect. They're color saturated, the lights are correct, the color's correct, so that the agent that I'm working for can go, wow, that's a good representation.
Because highest possible resolution.
Highest possible resolution that I can, that we can send up to MLS and whatever else we can do. But these agents depend on me. They have a confidence in me that I'm going to go out and provide a great quality service which I've demonstrated to them time and time and time again, and the number of photos, and I know what to do. They trust me. They can just go shoot the house. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to be there. You know what to do. Yeah. And that's what Anita does with me. She just
Here's another reason why those pictures are so important, because so many times you're doing marketing and you're able to pull down those pictures directly off of MLS
right.
to do your marketing to it. And so you're printing color photos, and if you have things that aren't done as professional as they could be, when you're printing off those photos, leaving them in the house or delivering to people, they don't quite look as well. Yeah. So when you have somebody that's doing it professional and they are on MLS and we're pulling them directly down there and putting them into our marketing material, they look sharp and crisp.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You mentioned that the photographs, they don't sell the house. They get the customers or the potential buyers into the house to at least take a look to see if they're interested. You see, Anita, a difference in what the asking price can be and what people are willing to offer based upon photography often?
Well, it definitely helps, you know, and, you know, when we get people through the door, which is what we want,
mm-hmm.
it's a big difference. We've seen it on, you know, where I've had, you know, maybe a realtor that wants to do it themselves, which I don't allow, but they'll try to sneak it through. And I already know, because I always will go on to the MLS and mm-hmm. I'll take a look at it going, okay, they did not call David. And I can guarantee you that people are bypassing that house.
Certainly
it will stay on the market longer.
Right.
It will stay on the market longer. You have to do it right. And that is by using professional photography. You will get more for your house mm-hmm. on value. People, you know.
And sell it faster. And of course, yes. there's a cost factor in that, because if you're, for example, moving into another house, which your chances are, you're probably going to end
up getting more because it's selling quicker versus staying on the market for
right.
6 months.
And then maybe even have to pay mortgages at two different places for longer than you need to.
Exactly.
Mm.
So it is definitely worth it.
Right.
You know, so if there's people out there that, you know, are doing for sale by owners, mm-hmm. you know, David does that as well. I don't advocate that for sale by owners, but
I know
David is great. If you're going to put your house out there, you should be using a professional photographer. What's the name of your company, David?
It's Jack's Virtual Tours. We've been around for almost 15 years. We've been doing this well when virtual tours just got started, when you had little 360-degree viewers that started out. It was a that's how the whole thing kind of got started, with people walking in. And that was the start of the digital age of photography, mm-hmm. when it was cost effective to go in there and take photos mm-hmm. versus film, where you had to process them and scan them in, and it got long and hard. But again, the whole function is that I sell my services to agents or brokers like Anita Hiles here, who's fantastic. And she actually demands
manager
that all of her agents use professional photography. And that's why she's successful. She has certain quality standards, and it's a fiduciary responsibility that she has to her clients. Her clients are expecting her, her homeowners are expecting her to spend the money necessary and do the things necessary to market their homes in a professional way to get people to come see the house. Taking it with your iPhone, walking around, just sticking a sign in the front yard, that's not going to cut it anymore.
Mm-mm.
And it's a competitive market. Homeowners want to know that you're marketing their home to the nth degree. That's what real estate agents that are do, and I'm part of their team mm-hmm. that comes in and gets that done.
Hey, I remember, David, when I first came out here to Florida, that, you know, we weren't using drones then. You know, drones are pretty
yeah.
recent. And I, David was in the Air Force. Did you go to the Air Force Academy?
No. I played against the Air Force Academy.
There you go.
Who won?
And
that was an internal game enlisted against the Air Force Academy, and I'm not allowed to say.
Okay. Classified information.
It's classified.
He could tell us, but you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're
well,
allowed.
David is a pilot.
Okay.
So he used to fly his airplane, go up there to take the aerial shots, halfway sticking out.
Yeah, hang out the window.
Hanging out the window.
With a camera.
Well, it's a dangerous job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we were like one of the few that were getting the aerial shots,
right?
Because he was willing to do that, and
had been doing it for quite a while.
Even
back when the Super Bowl came to town and all the rentals were in process, I was doing all the virtual tours for the Super Bowl rentals and doing all the aerial. So lots of experience. Drones are a great use now and a great way to market homes, particularly if there are features around the homes that we need to market as part of This Is a Fantastic Home.
And you are listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We'll be right back on WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More results are still due from the midterm elections. Not all the results for the Senate are clear. Namely, a big race out in Arizona is still to be decided. It could take a week, they say, to tally up all the votes. That race is so tight. President Trump delivered a stark warning to the new Democrat House majority today. Investigate me and I'll investigate you back. And the government could grind to a halt in the meantime. The president spoke in a press conference today, emboldened by Republican election wins in the Senate and scornful of GOP candidates. He says did not sufficiently embrace his support, which he says cost some of them on Election Day. Montana Democrat John Tester has won a third Senate term, beating Republican Matt Rosendale, the state auditor. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average booming this day after the election, up by 445 points. The NASDAQ up 163. This is SRN News.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store in Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And for the month of November, the Birkenstock Boston is the shoe of the month, and you will receive a 10% discount off Dansko shoes. Some restrictions apply. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, they got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And I am glad to be here. I forgot to mention, I am so excited today because my son is coming in town.
And he's listening right now, right? Or no?
He's driving in. Okay. So he's out there listening.
Great.
Yeah, James and Sarah, they're coming in for a short visit. And so we're going to go out to dinner tonight and probably stay up late and chit-chat.
Wonderful.
I know. I'm so excited.
Now, we're taking calls today, right?
We are, you know, and I always forget to mention that. Yes, give us a call at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. talk. And
any real estate questions?
Any real estate questions? Okay. We're here to answer them, and we don't know the answer. We will definitely find out.
What do you find people more often need? Questions to help them sell, or questions to help them buy, or is it about even?
I think sellers probably have more questions. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, a lot of times it just depends on the buyer. You know, sometimes our first time buyers don't quite know what to ask, and that's why we do have a buyer presentation. So that way we go through the entire buying process with them so they fully understand it. Mm-hmm. I think that's real important when you're buying a home, because all of us can remember that we go, we like this one. We sign some paperwork that we never read. And then we show up to a closing table and we're signing that paper that we never read. Mm. So it's always good to have your real estate agent, you know, just go over what the buying process means and what goes on during that transaction. So real important. Yes.
Biggest surprise.
Questions.
Biggest surprise that people have when they're selling a house, they didn't realize that that's something they probably, other than maybe photography, something that they needed to take care of before they were able to really sell it and put it on the market effectively.
Yes.
Do you have any top five type of things that you've seen that you've had to educate sellers on?
Well, you know, it's funny, but you know, everybody thinks their house is clean, you know, and it's
yeah, they're not.
Yeah, and it's funny because you know, even myself, you know, in fact, you know, because my son's coming in town, so you know, I've been cleaning and stuff, and it's, you know, it's our area, so we get used to things looking a certain way. But when you go to sell it, you really want to get a deep cleaning on the house, and you want to pay somebody to come in. A cleaning service that will do, you know, the baseboards and, you know, get the dust that we never see, you know, they find it. It's just amazing to me that they do. They find it. And it's when sellers do that, when they come home from work, my phone blows up.
Really?
They're just totally excited about the fact that, oh my God, you're right. My house looks totally different.
Right.
You know, and we present it, you know, carefully, because we don't want people to feel offended because their house is clean.
Right.
It's just that for selling it, we want it to look like a model home.
Like it came right out of, you know, a magazine. Exactly.
Yes, because that's what's going to sell it, is the curb appeal. And when people walk in, they don't want to, you know, they want it to look nice. Yep. They want it to look nice. And the photographs with David Youngblood, with his company. And David, how can they reach you?
They can reach me via the web at www.jaxvirtualtours.com. You can always call me directly at 904-424-3198. Again, that's 904-424-3198.
Right. And maybe you've got a question right now you'd like to call in and ask any of us. Of course, you guys are the experts. 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate with us today.
Yes.
And talking about, you know.
And today we're going to talk about money. We have Aaron Dewey from my favorite people, Caliber Home Loans. And we're glad to have you this afternoon, Aaron.
Appreciate being here. It's always fun.
Yes, I always love when you're here. You guys don't come enough. You're supposed to come every month and you don't.
I don't have a problem coming. You just call me. I'll talk on the radio any day.
Well, before you leave, we're going to set up another date.
But, there you go.
I'm so glad you're here. And you are also... a vet. You served with the Marines.
I did. Jarhead, oorah.
Oorah.
You
know,
just got to do the things you got to do.
And we're glad you did it. So thank you for your service. And so much is going on right now with the market. It's kind of exciting. And so tell us what's going on with the interest rate and with the marketplace right now.
Well, the crazy part about interest rates is that you've kind of seen them go up. So whenever you see the stock market crash, you're going to see people put their money back in bonds. It's kind of the layman's terms that we're going to give you, the kind of the easy way to figure it out. If stocks are doing great, typically bonds are not, because stocks are risky, bonds are safe, mortgages are based on the bonds, the 10-year treasury. So when you see the stock market going crazy and you got all positive numbers, that means interest rates aren't doing quite as good. And then you see the big old crash happen every now and then, or stabling out, because it is kind of overinflated right now anyway. But you see that kind of coming back, and then all of a sudden you see a little bit better tick on the interest rates. But that 10-year treasury hit over the 3%, and when you see that, we knew that was going to come this year, by the end of this year.
Aaron, do you think it's overinflated, or do you think we're just getting back to normal?
I still think stocks are a little bit overinflated. And I think that, you know, we will see a correction. It won't be a crazy, you know, going crazy correction. But I think that you'll see stocks kind of starting to slide off a little bit and just kind of moderate themselves out. Because what's going to happen is, I mean, rates, what's going to drive the economy? When you saw the market crash back in the day, back in 08, 09, one out of every two people, I think was the number, had some effect on their business being involved in housing. So the worst thing that can happen is rates go through the roof. Now, we remember rates being back in the 10s, the 12s. I saw my dad's interest rate at 22 back in the day, you know, back in 60.
Wow.
You know, but it was a lot less expensive to buy. But they are still low today. So we're going to say, oh, rates are still historically low, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get a rate in the high fours. But we're going to say that because we're in the business. You talk to a consumer, the consumer last thing they heard was 3 years ago when they were 3.5, and they don't understand.
Right. Yeah, well, I'd like to remind them that, it was a temporary thing. That happened because the market crashed.
Correct.
Okay? We're doing very well in our economy today with jobs.
And we're seeing values of the homes.
Values are also increasing.
At a good 6 to 8%, which is sustainable. Not like the 20 that we were seeing that we knew we couldn't hold forever. So those are big benefits. And so we talk to people about not putting as much money down, put 5% down versus maybe 20, because in 2 years you're going to gain the 20% equity that you need by paying your mortgage down and values going up to get rid of that thing called mortgage insurance that nobody likes to have.
That's right. And it's a good time. It's a good time right now for people that have that mortgage insurance that bought maybe even a year ago.
Correct.
With prices that are creeping up there, they may just go ahead and pay for an appraisal.
Right.
Go through your lender for that and see if you can get what you need with your mortgage company.
So what we're seeing in the forecast, we're not seeing rates going crazy. You may see rates by the end of next year maybe being 0.5% higher than what they are today, but I think that's about as far as you're going to see them go up because, again, those rates are really going to help the economy.
You don't think they'll be around 6% at the end of next year?
I do not. I do not.
Well, that's good news.
Do interest rates affect selling prices of property? In other words, if the interest rates go high, you mentioned back then the properties weren't that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a relationship between interest rates and what people are able to get for their homes?
You know, I think people buy
absolutely
when the economy is doing better. We saw that in 2005 when the prices
for
were
sure
outrageous and people are buying because they had the money to do that or thought they had the money to do it.
What it really affects in that situation, it's not going to affect the person that's buying the $500,000 to $1 million home, right? It's going to affect the person that can only buy the $150,000 home because those payments are really driven by how much they make and what their debt-to-income ratio is. How much bills do they have every month plus what that mortgage payment is now that the interest rate may be 0.5% higher.
Right.
And if $50 is big dollars in that scenario.
Right.
So the guy drive by in a million, you know, that's not that big of a deal.
So basically it pays to make sure you can afford a house at $500,000 to $1 million. Right.
That's what I do.
I got a great realtor that they can go to.
Yes.
Exactly.
And please call me. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes. So.
But I do see a lot of positive things happen in the economy. I mean, it's, you know, we feel jobs are back. People are getting jobs. People are making more money.
Mm-hmm.
People are becoming more confident, which is what we need in our economy today. And so all those are positives when you get into the home buying and the mortgage process of being able to be qualified for a home.
The state of Florida tends to be one of these places where people like to move to and not from. That increases the value of properties, I'm assuming, right?
Well, I would hope it adds something. I mean, it got me out here, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's a beautiful place to move to. So, I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of people, you know, it's more maybe not so much the house, but it's the area that attracts people here. And so,
Economics 101, supply and demand.
Right.
That's it. And so I think it does bring some value to our homes. Absolutely. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk more with Caliber Home Loans. Aaron Dewey is going to tell us what is new at Caliber. And you're listening to Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I need a dollar. Yes, we do. We need a few bucks to get to purchase a home. And we have Aaron Dewey in the house from Caliber Home Loans. I appreciate you guys. And we just closed a loan with you guys not too long ago.
Awesome.
And it went as smooth as butter. So I appreciate.
As always, thank you for the opportunity to service one of your clients.
Yes. Yes. We love working with you guys. Now, tell us what's new. I mean, there's so many different types of loans out there for people to get. You know, we know the basics, you know, the conventional loan, the FHA, the VA, but what else do you have? What else is out there?
So there's some things that are happening out there now that, you know, you used to hear about the bond program, and the bond program was giving you $15,000 in Duval County. Well, that was great. But like anything else, sooner or later, the money runs out or it goes away. So in that case, the state comes back and they say, okay, we're not going to do the $15,000 bond anymore, just everywhere. We're going to do $7,500, but you got to pay it back when you move out of the house. And in case you didn't know, bond money, you're going to have a higher rate with that. So you have to really analyze, is it better for me to get gift from my mom and dad, cousin, aunt, uncle, sister, brother, whoever, best friend from high school?
Right.
Or do I go with the bond money, get the $7,500? I don't actually get all of the $7,500 because
it's up to
the state takes some of it back for the program, and I get a higher rate. So does that really benefit you?
How much higher is the rate usually?
Typically, that rate is going to be anywhere from a half to three quarters of a point higher.
Okay.
Now, that can move a payment.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody trying to qualify for that.
Sure.
And it's income restricted and those kind of things. Now, the city has a program called H2H, Head Start to Home Ownership is what it's called. So that program can go up to $15,000. So it's based on income as well, where you would rate. So it could be $10,000, it could be $12,500, or it could be $15,000. Now, something like that is not going to change your rate because it's basically just a piggyback.
Okay.
And for every year that you are in that home, 20% of that is forgiven.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. So in 5 years, nice. That's free money.
Absolutely.
What are the qualifications to get in that? Can you buy your $500,000 house in Anita wants to sell?
Probably not. Well, maybe if it was broken up into like 10 sections.
Okay.
You know, with each their separate deeds.
Okay.
But you're probably in that kind of range. You're looking at a home somewhere probably right around $250,000, $275,000.
Okay,
that's you know,
not too
so
bad.
It's still affordable, right? So the homeowner that's out there that's in the $270,000 or $175,000 range, under $200,000.
These are generally for first-time home buyers, or can anybody get this H2H money?
Anybody can get it as long as you don't currently own a home, and you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, which is going to show up on your tax returns.
What's the definition of owning a home? Owning a home and living in it, or owning a home that's maybe rental property?
You've taken title to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how we're going to typically find that out is, again, on your tax return, because you're going to be writing off that interest.
Okay.
So it's going to show up on the tax return. That's what they're looking for on that piece.
Okay.
So when we see that, we're going to definitely consult and advise on, hey, here's what you need to do, or here's where you're at, here's where you need to go. So on something like that, now all of a sudden, home ownership is starting to be affordable again, even though rates are edging up a little bit.
Great opportunity, I guess, for young couples just starting out, or people who may have had a setback and been renting for a while. And
your investment into that is a $1,000 minimum.
What's the max loan rate on that?
The max loan rate?
Max loan amount.
Max loan amount, I want to say it's it can go up to FHA, which is 386.
Wow.
But you're probably not going to get there with your debt-to-income ratio.
Okay.
Right.
It's going to be tight. So your debt-to-income ratio is all your debts and now your mortgage versus what you make. So if you have a lot of debts, you're not going to be able to get to the 386.
Okay.
If you don't have any debts on your credit report, cars, credit cards, those kind of things, well, then you have a better chance of being able to get higher up, of course.
Aaron, it's so important to have your financial life in order. Not good to have a lot of consumer debt. And if you've got a car that's paid off, continue to make that payment into a savings account or something.
Sure.
That way, because you know, you never know if you're going to need the money to buy the stream home of yours.
I teach credit to realtors all the time. I call it Credit 101. And just explaining and showing them how credit truly works, because the consumer does not know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do home buying seminars out there, and we'll talk to the consumers and explain to them on how credit really works.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I could have a credit card. I could have a max limit on that credit card of, let's just say, $1,000.
Okay.
The most I've ever had on that credit card is $500. My current balance is $400. Well, guess what? That's a high balance on that credit card.
Right.
You would think the $400 is to the credit limit of the $1,000. Mm-hmm. That's not how credit scores worked. Credit score is read by the most you've ever have on it versus what you have on it now.
Right. Now, talk to the people who are told by people like you that you need to have some credit. It's not good to have all your bills paid off. It's always good to have at least something out there, because then you're driving up your...
We don't close credit card accounts. We tell them not to close them.
Okay.
What's the ratio that's always best?
You always want to have like a 30%. That's going to give you the highest possible score possible on a credit score. Or at least 50% on the most you've ever had. So when we're helping somebody build credit, they go out and get a secure credit card for $300. I have them ring it up to $300, pay it in half, and then pay it in half again. So in 2 months, I've just helped them create a credit score, and their balance is below 33%.
Mm.
Why? Because it was $300 to start with, and now they only owe $75.
Right.
And they're making a minimum payment based on $75. So all of a sudden, now we've helped somebody create a credit score that they had no idea on how to get there.
And it'll help them get into the house and have a lower mortgage payment.
You've got to have a couple of trade lines. So we're looking at 2 to 3 trade lines and then your rent history for the last 12 months.
Mm.
Now, we're seeing more and more credit. Unfortunately, some of those credits are bad. you know, and
yeah,
so
we see a lot of that.
Yeah, so you see foreclosures and things like that.
And sometimes it's not even the home buyer's fault. Like, for example, if you have your bills set up where it automatically pays it out of your account, mm-hmm. these consumer credit card payers, they don't like you. What they'll do is they'll hopscotch your due date all over the calendar every month and not tell you, at least not in the bold print. And next thing you know, you thought you've been paying it every month on time, and they move the date for you so they can collect that extra $35 late fee.
Well, here's what happens a lot. You have these medical collections.
Well, you would think they would not be allowed to do that.
They do it every day.
It's crazy.
And medical collections pop up all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see medical collections on somebody that has no lates on their credit. Mm-hmm. They've always paid all their bills on time, and they've got three medical collections on their credit. And what always happens is I pay my bill mm-hmm. when I'm there, and then all of a sudden it's over. My insurance company doesn't alert me. And I don't get anything from the doctor's office, but the doctor's office goes right to the collection, boom, pops it on your credit. So now it's the most recent thing. It could be $50, but it could hurt your credit score tremendously mm-hmm. because it's a derogatory line item on your credit that happened in the last month or two.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden it's not anything you did wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's happened. And that's been going before Congress about medical collections not being able to adjust your credit score, because it adjusts a lot of credit scores I see every day. So,
and a lot of people, you know, if you're thinking about purchasing a home, you may not want to buy a car, correct?
I wouldn't go out and get that Mercedes yet, and I wouldn't buy the furniture for the house until I actually closed on the house.
Correct.
And we do see that a lot. But I tell people, look, whether you're wanting to buy today, tomorrow, or a year from now, get with a mortgage person. Let's go ahead and go through the exercise so you're prepared for when you are ready mm-hmm. or you have a real game plan of how much money I got to save mm. to get to where I want to buy a home for a certain amount of money versus, hey, this is all I can afford versus if I save my money and I wait 6 months, this is where I could be with a little bit of hard work.
Correct. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. And the best way to mm-hmm. do is to make an appointment with Aaron, meet with him, and discuss where I'm at, what I need to do in case I do need to make some yep. changes.
And here's the important thing. I don't care if we get you in a home today, tomorrow, a year from now, 2 years from now. The best customers that I feel great about is the customers that I worked with for 2 years and got them in the home.
Exactly.
That is rewarding.
Yes, that is.
Yeah. And be careful. You know, being a good friend doesn't always mean you have to do everything for them. Co-signing things for your kids may not be a good thing to do. Even taking someone to the hospital. I know a lady who works with this foreign exchange student program where kids come in for the summer. All the kids have health insurance. Some kid got hurt, took them to the emergency room. She said, oh, they've got insurance. So just sign here for it. Make sure you're admitting them. That was actually a document saying she was financially liable for their medical expenses, and they had a lien on her house, she says, before she left the hospital.
Yeah. So you don't want to co-sign. If you do,
don't do that.
If you do co-sign, make mm-hmm. sure that the kid is paying you and you're making the payment. Mm-hmm. Number two is you can set up an authorized user card to put your kid on to help them build their credit.
Right.
You just don't give them the card because mm-hmm. then it goes off of what you're doing on that credit card. And again, sure. your balances and your credit high limit of whatever you had. So I'm not giving my kid the card, but I'm helping them build their credit just because I put them on there as an authorized user.
And if you want to train them how to, you know, be responsible, they can get their own with a secured savings account attached.
For sure.
Man, we took over, Anita.
I know. What a great show today. Thank you, Aaron Dewey with Keller Home Loans. Thanks. And David Youngblood, thank you very much for being here.
You're so very welcome.
And it's always a pleasure, Roger. Okay. And
your website
is AnitaHiles.com because I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside. And at WBOB.